He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Oh, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home is the American dream, and no one deserves to achieve that dream more than the men and women who have served our country. Our American veterans and military personnel have earned that right by protecting it for the rest of us. That's why we've created Hero.Loan. Our new VA loan program makes it simpler and more affordable for veterans and military families to get the loans that they deserve. Make sure you visit Hero.Loan, a new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes. And you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab. Join Marc Gasol and your Grizzlies as they host Southwest Division foes James Harden and the Houston Rockets Saturday, November 18th at 7 p.m. And it's Health Night presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. For great seats, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
I know this music.
How much is that job in the window? The one with the
we got to get our pets in here. Get Max in here, Goldie, Penis, and Vagina. Those are our two cats and our two dogs. Dan's going to get them. They love Dr. Dog. It is time to give you an opportunity to ask a terrific veterinarian anything you want to ask about your pet. And he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's your pet's best friend, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com, and they will come out and give you a free estimate, show you the window, show you how strong it is, let you jump up and down on it if you want to. Now, folks, you know how this works, and I, for years I've said that I never understood why nobody calls when they hear the theme music. They wait until I say you should have called, and then they can't get through. So let's do this. Jump on this. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Without further ado, Window World is proud to present from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Everyone is terrific, doctor, but I will never understand. And here's what's going to happen. They just blew up right there.
Start calling because I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are. Now, folks, when Dr. Doug is on, there are only two other lines open, so you're going to call and get a busy signal. As soon as you hear a caller bail out, you jump back in there and call again. You'll get in. Doc, how are you?
I am hanging all right. How about y'all?
Good. We're good. It's actually a very nice day today.
It's gorgeous out.
When there's no wind, it's a good thing. Yeah. Anybody here in the room have any pet issues before we take these calls? No? You don't have pets, do you?
I have a dog.
Yeah, what's your dog's
Tim's
name?
Tim's got a couple of dogs. What's my dog's name is Bones.
Bones?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dog is it?
Golden Retriever German Shepherd mix.
What did he say?
In English, that's Golden Retriever German Shepherd. In our English.
I got it.
He speaks the King's English.
I got it.
What do you have? What are your dogs?
One is an Australian Terrier, and one is a Beagle Terrier mix, Buddy and Scrappy.
Oh, I like those names.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I do not currently have a dog, but I will have another dog because I love dogs. Yeah. Are you ready to take calls?
Good, but I just want to tell you, Frank, you need to get a French bulldog. It would fit your personality so well, you'd love it.
I don't like bulldogs. I don't like their faces.
This is a French bulldog, not a traditional.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'll bring one over.
No, that's okay. Don't do that. You want to take some calls?
I sure do.
And we have them lined up here, but again, folks, when you call right now and it's busy and that's what's going to happen, wait until a caller is finished and jump right in. We're going to start with Richard. Richard, say hi to Dr. Doug. Richard?
Hello.
Oh, Richard. Richard.
Dr. Doug?
Yeah,
there you are.
There
I am.
No, there
How
you
are.
You,
Rich?
Quick question for you.
Sure.
We want to take our dog to California.
Okay.
A small 12-pound dog. And we want to take her in the cabin of the airplane, pay for her to take her. So I'm thinking she's kind of high strung. She's probably going to need something to relax her. So
put her to sleep.
Curious if you have anything like that.
Literally.
Can't you give dogs Dramamine or something?
You can use, I don't think that's going to last for, that's probably what, a 2.5, 3.5 hour flight? Is that correct? I think.
From St. Louis, it's farther than that.
Okay, so I would definitely talk to your veterinarian about something like that. You're probably going to want to use a mild sedative, and they're going to offer probably something like acepromazine, which is an oral product.
That's what I was going to suggest.
And you might want to get some and take a practice run before you go it. So
you mean he should take it to see if it's going to be okay for the
one
dog?
One for him and one for the dog.
There you go.
No, I think he should practice and make sure. Usually I'd suggest giving the pill about an hour before you head to the airport. And it should last, one medication treatment should last about 12 hours. So that should be more than enough.
So okay. How many milligrams per pound are?
Well, I can't give you those doses because I don't know your dog or anything. And if your dog's had any history of seizures, they can't use this particular drug. But your vet can give you that because he can dispense it for you. And some people have used things like Dramamine or even Benadryl. You'd have to probably redose in the course of the flight, but maybe not. So that's another consideration.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a good trip.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for listening. Yes, Tim.
I normally wouldn't do this, but I do have a big piece of breaking news that I want to talk about that just hit here.
Go.
So that DeSmet High School assistant football coach that was murdered my first week on the show, I believe,
right.
that we talked about extensively.
Right.
Three St. Louis residents have been indicted on federal charges and accused of at least five carjackings since August, including the fatal shooting of DeSmet Desuet High School assistant football coach Jazz Granderson. Prosecutors have not provided details about the indictment. There are three men from St. Louis that could face the death penalty or life in prison if convicted.
So good.
Three individuals arrested and indicted for his murder.
Yeah, bring back the electric chair. I'm a big fan of the electric chair, especially when you don't do it right and your head catches on fire. Flames shoot out there. I'm serious. Child molesters? No. Any child molester, pervert pedophile that rapes a child,
like
I would have no problem watching that person's head catch on fire like in the electric chair.
Like they did in the Green Mile when they didn't sponge his head.
Just said exactly. That. Yeah. That's the least they deserve. Let's go to, I believe, Mary. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I love you, not as much as Frank, but real close.
She loves me more, doctor. What do you got for the doctor?
Oh, I thought she loved me less than what Frank loved me.
No. Let me interpret what she said.
No.
She loves me more than
I
you.
I love you almost as much as I love Frank.
Thank you, Mary.
So you're welcome. So my question is, and this is the reason why I'm buttering you up, Dr. Doug.
Okay.
My question is, I have an 8-year-old miniature dachshund, mm-hmm. Mickey. And she has bad, like, teeth problem. You know, I'm supposed to get her teeth removed, and she had, like, a mass.
Yes.
Here's the problem. Maybe I can come see you, Dr. Doug, because I was out of work for a year, and I want a whole lot of money to get this done. So I'm actually calling to butter you up. No, I'm just kidding. to maybe have this done, or if you know of a place that, you know, I make payments or something, or maybe Frank can make my payment.
Well, you say the magic words.
Yeah.
We can talk about
I'll
it.
Say them, Frank. Trust me, I'll say them.
is there a program, doctor, for, like, when people who have no insurance.
Tell you, we go to one of those big places where there's all kinds of them. I'm not going to say the name.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And
it sounds like a corporate structure or just a big, big clinic.
Exactly.
Well, so, when a human being has no insurance and they go to the emergency room, the other taxpayers have to eat it. There's no such thing for people with dogs.
I wish to God they had that for dogs.
Yeah, but
well, I mean, I don't know, and I don't want to talk prices on the thing, but you can give us a call. We're probably cheaper than most people because we did kind of a
I bet
review.
You are. I know you will be, Dr. Doug.
So, but yeah, we can help you.
I get your how do I get your phone number? What do I do?
That's up to Frank.
No, give her your number. We never give
you
your
number. Okay, it's 636
okay.
530-1808.
Wait, 636-530-1808.
Yes, and just tell them that, you know, that you want to talk to me, and I'll specifically go through it with you. Okay?
Oh, perfect. Okay, love you, Frank.
Love you, too, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And she was talking to me. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love you, Frank, and you say thank you? No. It doesn't work that way.
I was envious.
Hey, there's a line open, somebody, 855-282-TALK. Stan, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. I'm aiming the PM.
That's fine. That's good.
Sure.
What do you got, Stan?
Well, quick question for it. I'm sure other people probably think of this, too. I have been a little hounded from my vet recently about an appointment that they keep saying that I really need to keep for my dog. My dog is 3.5, and they're talking about a wellness checkup and then a stool sample. And my question to you is, at a dog at this age, do I need to do this every year?
Can I step in here and say... Doc, correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
No. All right, go ahead, Doc.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Okay, I was wrong.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. It, you know, in the law states that the animal is your property. But if you want to do what's, I think, more responsible, you don't know when things are going to come up that you're not going to detect, okay? And at 3.5 years old, you have a young, healthy animal, no doubt. But, you know, even if you go once a year, you know, what's your investment considering that you're keeping an animal healthy and doing the right thing? You're going to, number one, you need a rabies vaccine either 1 year or every 3 years, depending on what your vet offers by law. And then you should have a heartworm check. Even if you're on heartworm preventative, we have had seen, especially with these warm winters we've had, we've seen animals that have actually gotten infected despite the fact that they were on preventative. And they won't, the companies that manufacture the product will honor the cost of treating an animal, God forbid, if you have to, if you go through and do your annual exam and then you keep on preventative. So those are reasons to do it. Again, it's your pet and you can do what you wish, but you know, you don't take your kids. You take your kids once a year. It's another responsibility, and it just, you know, if you're going to have a pet, it doesn't cost you that much in the scope of the pleasures you get, in my mind. So, but you do whatever you want to.
All right. Well,
that
makes sense? Good for rabies. Yeah, she's good for rabies till next year, and then heartworm till April. So they suggested a wellness check and a stool sample. So I appreciate your
your
advice on that. I want, you know, we want her to be healthy. Obviously.
Yeah, then I'd take her in. It's worth it.
My point was just make sure it's not a come on and that they're actually doing what they say they'll do.
Oh, yeah.
If they had their way, a lot of places would say bring them in three times a year. And I just sometimes I'm a little suspect of that stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, any service is like that, you know? You always have to be careful.
But Dr. Doug is a guy you can trust. And if he says, if I'm going to take it anywhere, I take it to him. But thank you, Stan. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank
good
you.
Luck
and one of the reasons I jumped in and said no, and I've talked about this before. Look, when I was a kid, we had a dog, or we had a couple of dogs.
Yeah.
I don't ever, ever remember, and this is going way back a lot of years, when I took our dog to have his teeth cleaned. I don't even remember taking a dog to the vet except for rabies shot, and that was it. That was it. No yearly checkup, no stool sample of the dog. The dog lived to be a ripe old age and finally got hit by a car. One of our dogs got killed by another dog in a dog fight out by railroad tracks.
Right.
And we didn't do any teeth cleaning. We didn't do any of that stuff. It was a country dog. We lived out in the country.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand both perspectives, believe me. But I just, you know, I'm a science guy.
It's the better be safe than sorry thing. Let's put it this way. It can't hurt to do that. We'll leave it there. Okay, let's get Vern in here. Vern, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. And for Frank, yes, I've been AM and PM for about 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
How are you, sir? What you got?
Well, I got a Chihuahua, and he's a rescue dog, and I've had dogs in the past, and I can't stand to lose them. Okay. So I decided I'm going to wait till the dog's going to outlive me. Okay. And he was going to be my buddy and go everywhere with me. He does not like to ride in a car even a motorhome.
Isn't that unusual? Don't most dogs love to ride in the car?
Absolutely.
He does not look out the window, and the motorhome's what I'm more worried about because we take long trips.
Yeah.
And I tried the Benadryl, and he's only about 11 or 12 pounds, so I give him a half of one.
Okay.
I don't either. Doesn't work, or it takes about 3 hours for it to work, and I figure by 3 hours he's probably just gonna put up with it.
I would talk to your veterinarian.
What is the Dramamine you're
maybe he's retarded
about?
Maybe he's just a retarded dog. See, I can use the word retarded. No, for dogs I can use the word. I didn't say human. This is a retarded dog, maybe.
Okay,
isn't that possible?
No, he's
doctor
pretty smart. I've done some training on him.
Okay. Well, Rain Man was smart, too, but he came off as kind of a special needs guy. Maybe your dog's a genius. Maybe that's the problem. He's a genius like a savant, and he doesn't do things normal dogs do, like to ride in the car. He's too smart.
I would think that one thing you can do, we've probably mentioned this before, is first start small. So start slow. Get in the car, turn on the music, sit there with the dog in your lap, don't go anywhere for 15, 20 minutes. If you want to use Dramamine, which is kind of an anti-nausea kind of thing for travel, for humans as well, or Benadryl, which kind of does the same thing, kind of gives them a sense of comfort, talk to your vet about doses, because I would use a different dose than what you use, but I want him to be responsible for that, not me.
Oh, okay.
And there are other medications that could be used for a while, and what you do is they're kind of mood modifiers, anti-anxiety drugs, and then over time you wean them away, but you can be moving and traveling and doing little travels and get the dog used to it as you wean the drug away from them. So there's a lot of different ways to play this game, and I think that, you know, the best thing to do would be sit down and schedule out a game plan with your doctor.
I have an idea. Vern, I'm not kidding. This will sound like a joke, but it's not. Vern, do you have the capability in the motorhome of playing videos? Do you have a video player of some kind?
No.
You got a portable DVD player or something. I'm not kidding. I know people that
really?
Have I know people that have dogs. If you put like a dog movie or there are dogs that will they lock onto that screen and they watch that movie if it's got dogs in it.
If a dog comes on my TV when I got him sitting on my lap, he will bark at it. He does not want to see a dog on TV.
Wow, he doesn't like to ride the car in the motorhome, and he doesn't like dog movies either.
No.
This guy is
unusual. You mentioned Dramamine, and I just wondered if there was any difference between that and Benadryl.
Well, they are two different chemicals. They're two different chemicals. They're kind of close in structure, but I'm not a chemist, but I know that they're different.
Okay. Okay, I'll check with my vet.
I think it's great that you're that crazy about this dog, Vern. You don't sound like a Chihuahua guy. Your voice doesn't match.
I want a lap dog.
And that's a good one.
He was the first lap dog to come up to the rescue where I got him.
Well, good for you.
And hey, you know what he'll do for my blood pressure? He's sitting on my lap, we're watching TV, my blood pressure comes way down.
What does he like to watch? What's your dog's name?
Paco.
Paco. What does Paco like to watch on TV?
Well, he doesn't watch anything. But if a dog comes on, he'll bark
crazy
at it.
All right. Well, good for you, man. You're a good dog owner, I can tell. So good luck to you and Paco.
Okay.
All right, Vern. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
And he's got the voice of, there's one movie, and I'm going to have to think about it. He's got the voice in that movie as a character. I'll get it to you and call you back. You'll recognize it.
It's not Sam Elliott. It's not Sam Elliott, is it? His voice isn't deep enough to be Sam Elliott. But you're right.
Not Sam Elliott.
It's a character voice.
It was a funny movie, and, I'll think about it. I'll get it to you.
All right. We're looking forward to that. This can't be right. Dan has on the screen Jasonic. Is your name Jasonic?
No, it's not. Jason.
Okay. Well, Dan spells it J-A-S-O-N-I-C. Jasonic. Well, yeah, thank you. Jason, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hold on. He said, I'm well, and you gave him hallelujah.
I'm pretty sure he said, I'm AM in the PM.
Did you say
right
that?
Right when Dr. Doug started.
Jasonic? Did you say that?
I did say that. Yes, sir.
All right, Jasonic. Go ahead.
Okay. This is going to sound like a silly question, but we have a one-year-old puppy, a Rhodesian Ridgeback. He's a male. And when he urinates, he will not lift his leg, and he ends up urinating on his front leg three-quarters of the time.
I don't know. It just seems funny to me for some reason.
And I just was trying to figure out. I mean, there's been times when he was a young puppy, I would actually try to hold up one of his back legs thinking I could train him.
So which leg does he pee on? Which leg does he urinate on when he pees? Jasonic? Well, you lost Jasonic. Jasonic, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Limey dumped you accidentally. Which leg does he pee on?
He pees on his front right leg, typically.
All right, cut that leg off.
Man.
Come on, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay, interesting. So,
let me help you. Can I help you? Jason, here's what you do, Jason. Next time you have to pee, take a dog out with you, go outside and lift your leg up and pee. Show them how to do it. You just keep doing that over and over and over. And if you don't get arrested for indecent exposure, your dog will know what to do. All right, doctor, it's your turn. Go ahead, Doc.
I lost my train of thought. I think, how old was the dog when it got neutered?
Maybe when do they recommend that? Would it be 6 months?
6 months, something like that. Sometimes on bigger breed dogs, they'll wait till a full year. You know, it might have something to do with neutering him, and that he's lost his testosterone, and they sometimes will continue to kind of do that rather than lift a leg.
Jay Sonic, does he squat, or does he just stand there and pee? Does he kind of squat
he does,
down?
He squats, yeah.
All right, he's transgender.
Yeah.
That's a transgender.
You know, that's... I mean, I've heard that story before, but I haven't really had to address it. I'd have to do a little homework on that one and talk to a behavioralist. But if you don't mind, I can give you my number and let me get, or you can give me your number, whatever you want to do.
Could Jay Sonic lift the dog's leg for him when he knows he got him? Yeah, well, he could set him down and lift
joking,
his leg.
You're joking, but I was thinking that might be a good idea for a couple times to see if it would work.
Wear some gloves, you know, like latex gloves, and just set him down and raise his little leg up for him when he pees. Yeah. And then maybe he'll get the message.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
Well, I'll work on that, Jay Sonic, and you can get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to help you.
I will follow up with you. Right. I appreciate the help.
Thank you, Jay Bye-bye. Sonic. Yeah. Only Dan could take a name like Jason and spell it Jay Sonic.
There is a reason for that, but
don't try to explain it. Carrie, I think, is with us. Carrie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Great. I have two rescues. One of them is just a wonderful, awesome dog. She's mellow, laid back. The other one was abused.
Okay.
And she's very skittish. Thunderstorms scare the daylights out of her. We've done just about everything from the thunder shirts, all of it. For example, last night it just rained. It wasn't even thunder. It wasn't even lightning. And she will wake us up. She literally shakes. Puts her front paws on the bed. She only weighs about 50 pounds. She's a German Shepherd mix, but she will shake the whole bed like you just put quarters in it.
Carrie, we had a Shih Tzu, and when the storm was coming, I'm not kidding, it was like she was in convulsions.
And she kept
shaking the whole time till the storm had passed. It was horrible.
Let me ask you something.
Really, last night was just rain. We didn't have thunder, lightning.
No.
I mean, my husband has to get up and go sleep downstairs. She'll crawl in a corner, but he's got to go downstairs with her. And now I think he's kind of got her trained that way, and I want to break her of that.
Right. So I don't know. You said you've done everything, the shirt and everything. Have you done any of the anti-anxiety drugs?
Well, the thing is middle of the night. Oh, I didn't even know it was supposed to rain last night.
If you do a drug like that, like Clomicom or Prozac, it's done daily for a number of weeks to months. And
yeah,
you don't
they're like my children, and I would not put my child on Prozac.
Well,
I mean, that's not something I want. I don't. She's really a good dog.
Well, you're not punishing her. You're trying to take away her anxiety. So I would kind of disagree that there are a lot of ways to manage him with a little medication initially. And then you kind of get him used to it, and you can do other things like, you know, obviously be with him and maybe bring him up to the bedroom or whatever. But I wouldn't look at it as any kind of threat or punishment or something bad. And in fact,
no, I don't want to.
But let me ask you something. If you said you made a comment, I think that if your child needed medication, you'd probably do whatever you had to do, whether it was psychiatric or whatever, because we all do.
Well, I don't think it's to the point where I need to give her Prozac. But I think my husband has trained her now that if it rains, just come wake us up and he'll go downstairs with her.
Carrie, you need a marriage counselor. Your husband does not like to sleep. No, he doesn't want to sleep with you. He's using
Is
the
that
dog.
It?
Yes, and shame on him, because from your voice, I would stay in bed with you if I were your husband. That dog could just shake all it wanted to. I'm not leaving your bed. But that's just
Maybe it's because I get up at 3:30 in the morning to go to work. He figures he gets more sleep downstairs.
That could have something to do with it.
Like I said, I would talk to a behavioralist and see if there's something you can do if you don't want to use any kind of medication controls. I understand that.
Are there more natural?
Yeah, there is. There is a natural product called Zilkene.
Yes.
Zilkene. I know I've mentioned it. Talk to your vet and see if he has it, because that's purely natural. It's not pharmacologic. And I've had tremendous response from patients telling me that it really helps calm their dog. And you can give it to them, and it's responds pretty quickly. Okay?
Now, that's something I'd be more willing to try. Can you get that over the counter? Does it have to come
No, you'd have to go through a veterinarian.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Zilkene.
Zilkey.
Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for listening. That's funny. I was just about to say Zilkey, and then you did it. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, music maestro, if you would please. That concludes another segment with Dr. Doug Pernikoff. The Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Thank you, Doctor. We'll do this next week. How about that?
See you later.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, best friend, and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thank you, people. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. We have to do a little bit of business here, get caught up. It is my great pleasure, because this guy is really busy this week, John Londoff. You know why he's busy? Because AM and the PM people keep him busy. There's not a day, I don't think there's a single day that they don't sell a few cars to people who are AM and the PM. Advertisers who aren't taking advantage of this, of what's going on here at this station, what's wrong with you? You need to check into this, because John Londoff's been with us for 14 years. He has spent money on, I think, every radio station in town. He knows the ones that work and produce results and the ones that don't, and he has dumped the ones that don't. And we're thrilled to death that he has let this partnership continue, and I hope it goes for as long as I'm doing what I'm doing, wherever I'm doing it. And I think this is probably the last stop. Johnny Londoff is a Chevrolet dealer. That's all they sell is Chevrolet, except it's really not, because they sell some terrific pre-owned vehicles, and many of them are very late models, practically brand new. Maybe you don't want something practically brand new. Maybe you want something 4 or 5 years old. Listen, if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. They'll put people on it. They're on it. They'll assign somebody, go find this vehicle this person's looking for, and they usually can. Very seldom can they not come up with what you're looking for. So whether it's new or pre-owned, like most everything else, you are happiest with companies, services, businesses where you feel comfortable with the people you're working with. Think about it. Every place you do business where you do it regularly, it's because you like the people. Let's just say everything else is pretty much equal. All things being equal, prices are about the same, inventory is about the same. You go where you're treated right, where you're comfortable. And that's exactly a big part of the reason for the success of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're in North County, Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. And, of course, they're available to you 24-7 online at Londoff.com.
Time for a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Ameren Missouri Efficient Lighting Program. Smoke continues to billow from a 5-alarm warehouse fire on Park west of Grand. You're heavy east and westbound 64 between Sarah and Vandeventer. Again, westbound 64 past Route K. Westbound 44 jams Arsenal to Shrewsbury, slow at 141. Eastbound 44 ramp to 141 in accident. Now we have an accident with injuries in Wood River at 111 and 143. Get instant rebates on Energy Star certified LED bulbs from Ameren Missouri. LEDs use 70 to 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs. Buy online at AmerenMissouri.com/shop. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Get instant rebates on Energy Star certified LED bulbs from Ameren Missouri. LEDs use 70 to 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs. Buy online at AmerenMissouri.com/shop.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly,
At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karagiannis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties seating from 15 to 160 people.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code RADIO. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code RADIO. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Feel your workouts and burn more calories or stay fuller longer and get digestive support. Slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance and Wellness products. Sale ends November 22nd. Save big. Slay the season only at GNC. Live well.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles.
Good for you, Johnny. I haven't been to all those places. We have a guy who, he's been to most of them. A sad day for him, too. We'll tell that story again in a minute. Big fire downtown, and it was a warehouse. And one of the things that it housed was Bill Cleveland's books, and they're all burned up. Man, I don't know how you holding up. I mean, let me hear your shoes. It is time to go somewhere. This is we'll be checking with Bill Cleveland, courtesy, of course, of Window World. Window World makes a lot of things possible here, and they make it possible for a lot of people to save money that would have been wasted energy-wise if they hadn't replaced the old windows with Window World windows. There's a reason it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and you'll find out when you get yourself some. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here now in mourning for his burned up books, Bill Cleveland.
Oh my goodness.
We made it. Lots of jokes.
Wow. I told these guys, I lost a bunch of joke CDs in a storage facility that the guy just forgot they were in there. So when they cleaned it out, they thought it was part of the trash. And you lost books.
The publishing company that published my book is based in that warehouse. And I saw it on television this morning and saw the flames. And I thought, boy, that looks sort of familiar. And I was supposed to be there today. I was going to swing by around noon. And I told them I was coming down to pick up, because they house all of them there. So when I do events or whatever, I may swing by and grab a case or two. And I'm headed to Indianapolis early tomorrow morning. Going to be there for a couple of events. And so I was going to go down. And they called me at like 10:30, and they said, you probably don't want to come down.
You know what
there's
you
a
do
fire
to the people who come to the signing? Sign cans of ashes.
Oh my goodness!
Just hand out ashes.
Yeah.
Sign little boxes of ashes.
Here's my book. Enjoy it.
Can I make a quick observation? What Limey just did, no American man ever says what he just said.
What?
Charming.
Charming.
No, nobody. Uh-uh. Nobody says that here. That's a British thing.
It is a British thing. You know, I was being
sarcastic. Nothing I said
obviously
was charming.
No, that's why I said it, because, you know, I was being sarcastic. Like, that's very charming of you. That's very nice of
that
you
is
to
a
say
word that
that
we don't use.
Oh.
But I'm not faulting you. You go right ahead and... And you use charming if you want to. But,
mm-hmm. I'm just going to show
Bill, we're
so,
now, Bill, okay. Bill, we're so, we're so sorry. We
well,
our
you
hearts go out to you. That's what everybody always likes to say.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What are you going to do?
So what are you doing in Indianapolis? Do you have books that you can?
I've got one case left. So hopefully it'll hold out, and I'll
make
be able
them
to,
make them have an auction. Make them bid for it. I'm
pay
not kidding.
More.
You'll make more money.
Oh yeah,
so yeah. You'll make more money.
Yeah. So
you know, $200.
Christmas is ruined.
How many are in the case you have?
44 in each case. 44 books.
$200 a book.
Well, here's the sad news. Only 12 people will show up.
Oh,
so
my
44
goodness.
Should be I'm kidding. Where are we going?
Excuse me. I just cleared the throat. Sorry about that.
Where are we going today?
So I mentioned on Monday that I had spent some time in Jefferson City and went to the state prison there. Mm-hmm. Have you taken this tour? Have you been through the state prison?
No,
let me tell you something. After you tour... This prison, it closed in 2004. It's been open for more than 100 years, one of the oldest prisons in America. After you take this tour and you hear the stories...
You'll never do anything bad.
You won't jaywalk again. I mean, it is...
You know what I learned about 2 years ago that I never knew? And I never knew that federal prison is not as bad as state prison. Wouldn't you think federal prison would be worse? No, state prison, worse. That's the worst.
You're right. It is unbelievable. So I put an article up at BillOnTheRoad.com, and I shared a lot of these stories. We had a gentleman. He's 82 years old. His name was Ray Miller. He was just a tour guide. Wasn't a prisoner or employee or whatever, but he's
a better tour guide if he'd been a prisoner.
Well, but he's a prison enthusiast, if you can believe such a thing exists. And he knows all of these stories, and he's gone to all these prisons around the country. It's his thing, you know. And so he shared a lot of these stories, and they take you into all of the different sections of the prison. So you go into where the general population would be at its busiest. So a cell, small cell, you've all seen a jail cell before, fits maybe two metal cots. At its busiest, there were, or fullest, I guess, 8 prisoners packed into each of those small cells.
Wow.
You know,
even if it weren't true and I were the tour guide, I would welcome everybody and tell them that my name was Ben Dover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mr. Dover.
Thanks, everybody.
They take you into death row, so you walk in there and you see where these guys were spending their last days, and let me tell you, it is not pleasant. They take you into the gas chamber. I'm one of these people. I do not. There are certain things that I just will not take a photo of, or not a photo of, but you know, people were sitting in the chair in the gas chamber. There's something
that's weird.
I mean, it's weird. It's
kind of creepy.
I don't, you know. It's almost,
I would sit in the electric chair, but I'd be afraid somebody would accidentally,
you know, still go flip
a switch.
There was one story, I call it one of the lighter moments, and I had some blowback. I posted this online and a couple people yelled at me like, this is not funny, but you know how we all work here. There was a program where young troubled youth, juveniles, whatever, they would come into the prison and interact with actual prisoners to sort of scare them straight.
Oh, the scare straight.
Yeah, they still do that.
And so, you know, they weren't really going to bother anybody. They were, you know, in the, you know, whatever. So there was apparently a young kid, about 12, 13 years old, a little cocky, asked this guy, he was a former mobster, and he said, so what are you in here for? And this mobster, former mobster, took this kid close to him, kind of knelt down a little bit, looked him eye to eye, and said, I drowned a kid just about your size in a bathtub. And the kid just, you know, eyes, you know, lit up. But he didn't do any of that. He was just making up stories to scare the crap out of this kid. And apparently it worked. So, but it's very interesting. I'm telling you, you will never want to do anything against the law ever again. And the stories, I won't gross you guys out, but some of the stories, just the medical conditions, it's obviously things have gotten better now, but some of the, like, one, there was one story about a guy who had something going on with his tonsils, and they were just swollen, and he could not breathe, and they had no care for this guy, another prisoner offered to cut his tonsils out with a razor blade.
Oh, my goodness.
And the guy agreed. He couldn't breathe. What is he going to do? Bled to death right outside
of
the...
Of course he did.
I mean, there's a dungeon underneath this place. They take you down into the dungeon and they turn all the lights off so you know exactly what it was like when, you know, if you were a prisoner. Is
I would love this.
It was insane, absolutely insane. You can't go now because there's no heat. It's closed for the next few months, but it'll open up again in the spring. Jefferson City, Missouri, and full article. You got to look at the pictures, though, at BillOnTheRoad.com. You won't believe it. It's insane.
All right.
So there you go.
Worth checking out.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he is. Fresh out of the state penitentiary.
And only 44 books left right now.
Yeah. Oh,
get him while you
got to kick a dog while he's down.
Get him while they're hot. About.
That Dan, he just loves to kick a dog while he's down.
Until, like, later on.
You can't talk for 10 seconds because I have business to do.
Really?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
He'll get more books in.
You get more books. Go fund me. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. In Chesterfield Valley, there's a whole lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. This is a place that was flooded not that long ago, and nobody would get near it. And now, go look at it. Two gigantic outlet malls. I've never been in any one of the stores in either one of them. I go through there every day. I'll tell you where I have been, though, and I want you to go, and that's a Meanies. Meanies has a copper top on it. You can't miss it. I want you to go in there, and I want you to proudly tell them that you're AM and the PM. And then I want you to just walk around. Take your time. Give yourself at least 15, 20 minutes. You'll be in there an hour. That's my guess, because you won't want to leave. It's a very unusual store. It's a great store. They don't sell any junk. Every category, in any category of anything they sell, it's the best of the best, whether it's patio furniture or furniture for other parts of your house or accent pieces. It's a Meanies, for goodness sakes. Check their website regularly. I'm going to tell you what that is in about 5 seconds. But please go in and tell them your AM or the PM. And even if you're just there to look around, it's worth a trip in there just to do that. You may come back later. At least spot something. I'm coming back for that one day. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So, here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their 6 premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly.
Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
The 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care have the state-of-the-art tools to keep your car running newer, longer. Come in today and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is TJ Moe, and you're listening to 5-